to oppose Hotef and Shepherd's Rod, and good for them. They reach a conclusion on this one particular point. They address several of his points in this book. On page 21 of this book, it says this: "The Shepherd's Rod teaching that probation will close for one part of the living at one time and for another part at another time in the course of the investigative judgment is a mistaken idea. The scriptures speak of only one close of probation, indicating that it will apply to humanity in general, both the good and the bad, very shortly before the coming of Christ to reward every man according to his works. Note that in the following statement we are told that the close of the investigative judgment will mark the close of probation for both the good and the bad." This is Great Controversy 490. "When the work of the investigative judgment closes, the destiny of all will have been decided for life or death. Probation is ended a short time before the appearing of the Lord in the clouds of heaven." Now, brothers and sisters, I have no problem understanding that passage in the Great Controversy in total agreement with what we've been studying. When the work of investigative judgment closes, when Michael stands up, the destiny of all will have been decided for life or death, certainly. The destiny of all, even the dead that died in the days of Adam, will have been decided one way or another. Every human being, when Christ finishes his work of judgment, all will have been decided. It does not mean that that decision and that judgment took place 10 seconds before Michael stands up, because we know that judgment began in 1844, and it has been progressing from the dead to the living. The next sentence says, "Probation is ended a short time before the appearing of the Lord in the clouds of heaven." Well, certainly. How does that change the impact that it has been, the judgment has proceeding from the dead to the living? It doesn't. It just states that when Michael stands up, we have the seven last plagues time period. We have the time of Jacob's trouble. We have the special resurrection of the righteous, the special resurrection of the wicked, the death decree. We have several events that will take place prior to the return of Christ. But a short time before Christ returns, probation will have ended. Then this paragraph continues on. "Christ in the Revelation, looking forward to that time, declares, 'He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.'" Revelation 22, 11 and 12. Brothers and sisters, if that's your proof check text, that judgment for all mankind takes place